I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Jim Orr from the Ojibwa Casinos. They're opening up for business this week, but with a few restrictions. Here's more about what's going on with Jim Orr with the Ojibwa Casinos.
Barriga opened up yesterday at 7 a.m. We had a very good turnout, and I think what folks can expect is the same fun environment for gaming and entertainment and dining and, you know, and drinks in our bars, but with some safety and sanitation protocols in place that, you know, is the, kind of the new normal, you know. Yeah. So we're just following suit, but trying to cater to our market and to develop safety and sanitary features that aren't too prohibitive, mm-hmm. but are helping to keep us all safe.
Now, you were mentioning earlier that this is going to affect your hours of operation a little bit, but for a good reason.
Yes, we usually are a 24-hour operation, as most casinos are, but during these challenging times, and the fact that we need to have a heightened cleaning protocol, mm-hmm. we're closing every night, at 2:30 in the morning, and we're opening back up at 7 a.m. the following day. That allows us to do a complete sanitation program throughout the casino, throughout the restaurants, throughout the hotel at Barriga, and so on.
Yeah, there are various challenges with this because, you know, gaming can be a very tactile thing to do. You're touching cards, you're touching machines. What has it meant for the staff and operations at the casinos to follow these cleaning protocols?
That's a very good question, Walt, and one of the ones that I get a lot, or I should say my marketing team gets a lot on Facebook and our website questions. Much of it will be the norm, particularly with regards to slot machine gaming. But we are not going to open up table games for the time being because of exactly that. It is such a tactile environment with always handling cards between dealers and our guests, mm-hmm. handling chips, handling payouts. So table games will not be open for the time being. And we will just have a heightened cleaning protocol on the slot machines and table surfaces in our restaurants and bars. And we'll also, we have kind of a big three mandate, and that is to wear your mask. Our guests will wear masks, and our employees will wear masks whenever they're traveling about the casino floor. We do have an ease of that requirement when people are seated playing the slots. They sure. can remove their mask. That's so that if they want to smoke or while they're playing, it's, you know, just sometimes when you're just mm-hmm. facing the machine, you're not really in a social environment. Mm-hmm. But when they're walking around the floor, we will make sure that people are wearing masks. We are going to enforce the 6-foot social distancing rule, certainly. And you'll see a whole lot of signage about washing your hands often. And we have hand sanitizing stations around the casino so you can find them everywhere.
I think one thing that gets lost a lot of this is, I mean, obviously you're looking at the safety for your guests, but you're also looking at the safety of your employees. This is a two-way street that sometimes we neglect to mention because your people want to stay safe too.
That's correct. And, you know, we've been preparing now for a month. Senior management was called back in early June. Mm. So we've really been at work nonstop, putting all of these pieces together. And it's a big operation. Any casino resort has, a food and beverage department, sure. security, maintenance, the cage, you know, the rewards club, the bars, the restaurants, and so on. So dozens of people have been involved from a senior management perspective to make it all come together.
And more with Jim, because there's some things that folks are going to need to know.
Yeah, Jim Orr with us from the Ojibwa Casinos today. And what are the basic details now? Tomorrow, what time do you get going at the Marquette location?
We will open up at 7 a.m., the same as we did for Barriga yesterday. And, some of the things to keep in mind, all for safety and sanitation reasons, we will begin the process for our guests right at the front door, where we'll be taking temperature of each guest and every employee who enters as well. And that'll be our first kind of gauge. If your temperature is above 100.4 degrees, then you will not be allowed to enter, but you'll be given certain next steps, you know, in terms of when you can return and what you need to do to fulfill that those requirements. And we're also going to have a number of other things in place. The top three big things will be Social distancing, of course, wearing your mask on the casino floor, except when you're seated playing slots, and washing your hands often and sanitizing your hands at our hand stations. Ojibwe was the last casinos to open in the UP. We took a lot of time and care in terms of putting together all of our plans. And I think if Barrica is any indication, yesterday we had a lot of smiling, happy folks. Mm-hmm. So these things that we're asking are such small things in comparison to the big picture, which we want is we want everyone to remain safe and healthy.
That's Jim Orr with the Ojibwe Casinos. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Nindala.